One of these. Pat Delgado and Colin Andrews, circular evidence. A detailed investigation of the flattened, swirled crops phenomenon. A compelling first-hand account by England's leading investigators of the crop circle enigma. Is it related to flying saucers? Look at that picture. What is that? Yeah. What is that? The Punch Bowl, Cheesefoot Head, 1981. This site was the first to arouse national interest in the circles. Plate 3, take a picture of it again, Peter. If you can. This is plate 3. Plate 3 shows the group of three which were widely publicized on TV and radio and in the national press. They were the first circles I had ever seen at close range, and the impact they had on me was sensational. I remember being asked what I thought about them before I had seen them. They turned out to be far more beautiful and precise than I had imagined from the description I had been given. The center circle was 17 meters in diameter, and the smaller ones were 8.5 meters. They were all swirled clockwise and had apparently been formed in late July. I was so impressed by what I saw that I decided the public should know about them. Since then, my investigations have brought to light many other circles in various parts of the world, including England, which had been found before 1981. However, to these circles, these three, goes the honor of starting the flood of interest and the exchange of information about this phenomenon. It is very important to note that there are no well-defined tractor-tram lines in this view of the field, because at that time, crop spraying was kept to a minimum. In later years, tractors were used to spray the crops more intensively. No marks around the circles. Well, let's see, what else in the fire? Litchfield. In 1982, for the second year in succession, two circular areas of flattened corn appeared in a field next to the seven barrels. In both of them, clockwise swirled floor patterns could be seen. One was almost 12 meters in diameter and the other a little smaller at 9 meters. The plants around the perimeter stood upright and were totally unaffected. Derek Goddard took plate 4 from the western side of the A34, which is the road you see. Mr. Goddard is a manager with an agricultural engineering maintenance company and lives near Winchester. He repairs machinery on farms throughout central southern England and has reported circle discoveries to Pat over a number of years. It was on his travels that he discovered the two depressions in a wheat field. Pat was the only person to show any interest in these marks apart from Derek's friends, Petronel and Martin Payne, who work on Longwood Estate near Cheesefoot Head. They were very interested in what Derek had to say because they knew that similar circles had been found on the estate. They had talked to employees who had seen them in 1979, and others, themselves included, had seen several in the area since then. Derek returned to Litchfield with three colleagues. Looking closer, they found a small area of flattened corn to the north of the two circles at the edge of the field, next to the field with the two burial mounds. The semi-circular area looked as though it might have been the edge of a third circle, two-thirds of which was not visible because it was formed over a hedgerow. The grass alongside was unaffected, as was the hedge itself. Headbourne Worthy, 1982. At Headbourne Worthy, 12 miles south of Litchfield, unexplained circles appear most years. Tim Brown, the farmer, said, "Nobody ever sees them formed. We usually come across them when we're working in the fields." Ian Stevens, who found the circle in 1978, previously shown to you, is a farmhand on Mr. Brown's farm. He was the first to see this 11.5-meter diameter single circle. The floor area within the circle was flattened and swirled around in a clockwise direction. Again, it was close to the busy A34, but this time on the north side. Cheesefoot Head. The group of five circles, in this case, was the first time this configuration had appeared at Cheesefoot Head, as far as we could tell from the result of widespread inquiry. The large circle measured 16 meters in diameter, and the satellites 4 meters. The track visible in the photograph was made by a member of the public who entered the field without the farmer's permission after the circles were discovered. Corhampton. Two research organizations carried out a survey of cereal farmers in Hampshire and Wiltshire. The survey forms submitted to farmers who indicated they had found circles on their land were passed to me for investigation. One form came from Charles Hall of Corhampton Lane Farm in southern Hampshire. Since this was a new site, I was keen to visit Mr. Hall as soon as farm work would allow. When I arrived, his employee, Pat Lanham, was with him. Mr. Hall told me that his wife, Barbara, had been the first to spot the circle when she was out riding during the first week of August, 1984. She collected her camera and returned immediately to the field where Pat Lanham was harvesting. Pat had stopped nearby and was staring at the circle in disbelief. Only weeks after my interview with him, a second circle was found in the north of Mr. Hall's estate, within 100 meters of his other dew pond. Another set of five. Get them all five for you. There's one over there, see? Matterley Farm, Gander Down, 1985. One Saturday morning, my wife and I were driving along the A31 from Alsworth Ford to Winchester. It was a beautiful sunny morning, and we were going up the hill beyond Matterley Farm. The fields on either side were planted with cereal crops. As we neared the brow of the hill, I spotted a set of five circles in the dice dot formation in a field directly behind a lay-by. I swung in to gaze with wonder at the circles, which were less than 12 hours old. I could be sure of that because I had checked all these fields the previous evening during one of my daily sorties. While I was photographing the circles, a number of people stopped to see what I was so interested in. Later, I rang an independent television company who were immediately interested in my description. The following morning, a reporter and camera crew came with me to the field and took some lengthy shots of the circles. The large central circle measured 16 meters in diameter, and the four outlying smaller ones were all 3.2 meters. All five circles were flattened and swirled clockwise, as can be seen in the picture. Their edges were sharp with very little gradation and none of the flattened stems, a characteristic of all the circles. None of the flattened stems appeared to be damaged. The group remained almost in the condition they were found in for about 7 weeks, after which the field was harvested. Goodworth Clatford. Busty Taylor, who is a light aircraft pilot and a member of our research group, had never seen or heard of the circle phenomenon until Saturday, August 3rd, 1985. He was in a light aircraft which had taken off from the famous racing circuit at Thruxton, west of Andover in Hampshire, on a course towards Andover and then south towards Stockbridge. Just before making visual contact with Stockbridge, he noticed a fantastic formation of five perfectly formed circles, clearly depressed into a cornfield below him. Busty and the two passengers could not account for their find, but noted the approximate position of the aircraft. "The circles were like five Catherine wheels looking up at us," said Busty. That night he was sleepless as his mind worked overtime trying to figure out how they had been formed. The following morning he was back at the airfield to try to relocate the five circles and photograph them. A trip which should only have taken him 5 minutes took half an hour, because the remote site was more difficult to find than he had anticipated. Taking photographs from 152 meters, he could now see the circles in great detail. The spiking around the perimeter of each circle was very impressive, as was the spiral pattern twisting back into the center. He was now even more baffled. Are you? There's another one. Upper Farm, Headborn Worthy, 1986. Again, the tracks are those in the field by the curious spectators after the circles have been found. Well, South Wanston, a single circle 14.42 meters in diameter, tight clockwise swirled floor pattern, and there was evidence of mechanical contact on the serration marks found on some leaves and stems. Longwood Estate, 1987. This single circle, 16 meters in diameter, in wheat, had a tight clockwise swirl pattern towards the center, which slackened rapidly towards the outer edge. get to the more complicated patterns. I'm boring you?
No,
there's a famous horse down here in the field is the circle. Bratton, Chilcombe, sorry I can't show you this on short wave. Now the pattern's getting more complicated. Winterbourne Stoke, 1987. You impressed? Oh, somebody went out in the field and walked around, around, around. Well, a lot of people have tried to explain it. All those theories have been ruled out. They even have series of consistent patterns that have been diagrammed. What are these, hieroglyphics? This is a pretty thorough study. Then they get more complicated in their patterns. Here are circle sites worldwide. They've been seen in Canada, United States, Brazil, Great Britain, France, Australia, New Zealand, USSR, and Switzerland. There's the major crop circle sites in Great Britain. Is that when you get this book in a bookstore? I'll see if I can find it. But I would like to talk about that in relationship to UFOs. I keep telling you, to those that pay attention, it's so easy to just skeptically disregard what you don't know anything about. The evidence for UFOs is now overwhelming. The evidence of government cover-up is absolute. And I would like to continue with the Roswell incident. But I want this goal reached. You can give me some time this week if you get busy.